Thank you for listening to this sermon from Arapahoe Road Baptist Church. We hope you enjoy the teaching of Dr. David Rogers, lead pastor of Arapahoe Road. For more information about our church and its ministries, please visit arapahoeroad.org. And now, here's Pastor David Rogers.
All right, man, we are going to have a great, great time today. Today is our very first Serve Together Sunday. In about 20 minutes or so, we're going to all be heading over to our Family Life Center and our gymnasium. A warehouse has been created with food ready to be packed into 1,000 boxes. We're going to pack 48,000 meals for hungry folks in the community. We're partnering together this morning with the Children's Hunger Fund, and I think some of their leaders are right over here. Guys, would you just raise your hand? Help me to welcome our friends from Children's Hunger Fund this morning. I know we've got some other guests that have shown up with us today, partners in our community that wanted to be here to help be a part of that. I know some of our friends from Lionheart Children's Academy are here. I think Gilbert Montez from Buckner International is here. And I think some folks from the city may be here as well. We're really, really glad that you're here today. Our friends from Texans Can Academy are going to be joining us today. I think some of our friends from International Leadership of Texas Charter School. I mean, if we've got a friendship with you, I think you're here, or at least you were invited. We even invited our banker to come here this morning, so who knows who's going to show up, but we're going to have a great, great time. If this is your first time at Arapahoe Road, welcome. You could not have come on a better day. My name's David. I have the privilege of being the pastor here. There's a little card like this in the row in front of you. It's called a Connect card. If you're visiting with us today, or if it's first time in a long time, would you just let me know that you're here? I'd love for you to fill that out. Just leave that in your seat. When we leave here in a few moments, we're going to head over that way in about 15, 20 minutes. Just leave that right in your seat. I'd love to connect with you this week. If there's a way I can be praying for you, or there's some way that our church can minister to you, if you just indicate that, man, we'd love nothing more than to come alongside you and just say, hey, you don't have to be alone in this thing called life. We want to be here to walk with you. And just going to be a great, great day. In case you're not aware, one of our strategic initiatives here at Arapahoe Road, that just is a fancy word for goal. One of our goals here at Arapahoe Road is to grow strong families, and we just believe that those families who serve together are going to grow strong together. And so we wanted to remove all the excuses of why we couldn't serve together as a family. We knew that you'd be gathering here on Sunday morning. We just said, hey, who can we partner with that can help us serve together as family and really give some tangible ways to love our neighbors and to bless the city? And Children's Hunger Fund just fit hand in glove. You'll learn more about their organization here in just a few minutes. Before we have an opportunity to worship through giving, there's a couple of passages that just were leaping off the page this morning for me. One was out of Matthew 25. Listen to what Jesus said to his disciples. He says, when he finally arrives, blazing in beauty, and all his angels with him, the Son of Man, that's Jesus, the Son of Man will take his place on his glorious throne, and then all the nations will be arranged before him, and he will sort the people out, much as a shepherd sorts out sheep and goats, putting sheep to his right and goats to his left. And then the king will say to those on his right, enter, you who are blessed by my Father, take what's coming to you in this kingdom. It's been ready for you since the world's foundation. And here's why. I was hungry and you fed me. I was thirsty and you gave me a drink. I was homeless and you gave me room. I was shivering and you gave me clothes. I was sick and you stopped to visit. I was in prison and you came to me. And then those sheep are going to say, well, Master, what are you talking about? When did we ever see you hungry and feed you, thirsty and give you a drink? And when did we ever see you sick or in prison and come to you? And then the king will say, I'm telling the solemn truth. Whatever you did for one of these to someone overlooked or ignored, that was me. You did it to me. You did it to me. And so when you're packing food boxes, food packs this morning, yes, it's going to go to people in the community who need some help. But Jesus said, when you do it for someone else,
you're doing it for me.
You're doing it to me. And man, I am so glad that this morning is being recorded in heaven.
Man.
Because there's a day that we're going to stand before God and he's going to go, man, I was there on Serve Together Sunday and you were there and that was awesome. And he is going to say, well done, good and faithful servants. We're going to have an opportunity in just a few minutes to go and actually put our faith in our works together. It's going to be a great, great time. We've been sharing with you the last few weeks that if you wanted to help contribute to this, that it costs about $10 per box. We've got 1,000 boxes, so just do the math. It's about $10,000 plus the big truck. Anybody see the big truck when you came in this morning? You know, if you run over some lights in front of a sign with an 18-wheeler, it'll crush it. We found that out. That's kind of a neat thing. We'll work to get that fixed. But if you want to be a part of not only serving together, and you don't have to do this, but if you'd like to do this, we're just encouraging as a place to start about $10 per person in your family that's going to serve together. So our family's got four, and we'd start at 40. We're going to give a little bit more than that just because that's what the Lord's led us to do. Friday was payday. Give it up for payday. Woo-hoo! Love payday. First check that our family writes is back to the Lord, and so we take whatever 10% of the gross is from our paycheck, we give that back to the Lord. So like when I write a check and our family writes a check for our tithes and our offering, then we just put in the amount here, and then we put whatever the memo is down here, and we just put that 10% as tithe. And then if we want to give a gift over and above that, which we're doing, we put that amount in, and we just wrote the letters GSF. So we've got two things in the memo, one for our tithe, and then one that's a special gift that's going to GSF. You go, what's GSF? Growing Strong Families. And so if you'd like to contribute this morning and that's going to be a part of your worship, that's great. If you want to go online and do that, that's great. I was leading a wedding down on a lake last night with some church members, and they're like, oh, we haven't given yet. I'm like, that's all right. Give it later if you want to. No problem. And so just know, if you came prepared to give this morning, you can do that in just a second. If you didn't and you'd like to get involved later financially, that's great too. But let me invite those that are going to help us this morning to come and you prepare to give this morning. It's going to be a great opportunity to serve together and to worship together in that way. Really, really looking forward to today. Make sure you're taking lots of pictures over there. Post them to Facebook and social media, however you use social media. It's going to be a great, great time just to let other people in the community know how God's at work through this church here at Arapahoe Road. Let's pray together, and then we'll continue. Lord, we love you today. We thank you for the opportunity to put our faith into action. We pray that you would help each and every one of us serve together in a way that honors you and that helps our families take another step in their faith. Lord, we're excited to be able to do life with other folks in the community that want good things to happen for the people who live here. And thank you for great partnerships like those with Children's Hunger Fund. We're excited to learn more about them and to be a part of helping hungry people have something to eat. And so, Lord, as we give this morning, would you take what we give, and would you see that as an act of our worship as well? And would you use it to further your kingdom, because we just want to be a people who are following you and who are loving our neighbor and who are blessing the city and who are making disciples. And we give this morning all of who we are to you. In your name we pray. And everybody said,
Amen.
As you're giving this morning, I wanted to share with you another passage of scripture before I introduce our friend Steve from Children's Hunger Fund. I just love it when the scripture leaps off the page, talking about our faith and our action coming together. Listen to how James writes it. This is James chapter 2. He says, "Dear friends, do you think you'll get anywhere in this if you learn all the right words, but you never do anything? Does merely talking about faith indicate that a person really has it? For instance, you come upon an old friend dressed in rags and half starved and say, 'Well, good morning, friend. Be clothed in Christ. Be filled with the Holy Spirit.' And then you walk off without providing so much as a coat or a cup of soup. Where does that get you? Isn't it obvious that God talk without God acts is outrageous nonsense? I can already hear one of you agreeing by saying, sounds good. You take care of the faith department, I'll handle the works department. Not so fast. You can no more show me your works apart from your faith than I can show you my faith apart from my works. Faith and works, works and faith fit together hand in glove. Do I hear you professing to believe in the one and only God, but then observe you complacently sitting back as if you'd done something wonderful? That's just great. Demons do that, but what good does it do them? Use your heads. Use your heads. Do you suppose for a minute? Listen to this. Do you suppose for a minute that you can cut faith and works in two and not end up with a dead corpse on your hands? The very moment you separate body and spirit, you end up with a dead corpse. Separate faith and works, and you get the same thing, a dead corpse. It's the word of the Lord. Yeah. And so this morning, we're not separating our faith and our works. This morning, we get to demonstrate our faith through our works. And it's going to be a great, great time. Steve is going to come in just a second and give some introduction to his organization that he helps lead. But he asked me before he does that for us to see a video, because some may not have had the opportunity to see it, the little in-the-box video. So watch this, and then Steve's going to come. He's going to give us some instructions, and then he's going to turn it back to me. I'll pray for us, and then we are going to go put our faith in action. Watch this.
At Children's Hunger Fund, we want you to think inside the box. You see, every day there's children down your street and around the world who will go hungry, not sure where their next meal is coming from. But there's a solution, and it's inside this box, a food pack box. Inside is 20 pounds of food for a needy family. Donations from corporations and friends like you provide the food that is packed by volunteers. There's food for about 48 meals in every food pack. Each box is sent here in the U.S. or around the world, where it is hand-delivered by a trained local volunteer who makes a home visit and gives the box to a needy child. One meal is provided for only 25 cents. This year, we want to send 50 million meals to hungry kids. You think inside the box?
Good morning. How are you guys doing this morning? Well, I just want to thank you guys on behalf of Children's Hunger Fund. Pastor David, thank you for having us here. My name is Steve Huerta. I'm one of the 10 now here on staff in the Southwest region. We are just so humbled and blessed to be a part of this, and I'm just so excited. Please know that although you guys are here to come and serve with us, but we are here to serve you. And so that is our heart. We are an equipping ministry. We are this year actually celebrating 25 years. We're based out of Los Angeles, California, and we have distribution centers in Chicago. We also have a distribution center in San Antonio, and we're also very excited to say as of March this year, we have a distribution center here in Dallas, Texas. So God just continues to just open up and just give us just honor and bless us as a ministry. We are an equipping ministry. What we do is we support the local church by providing resources like the food pack and other things that can be used for outreach and evangelism. Our heart and our desire is that we want to meet physical needs, but just as in Scripture says, that there's also spiritual needs. And so we see the food, the the boxes of food, toys, clothing, shoes, whatever type of resource that we are able to give to our churches as a means to start and build a relationship. And then through that relationship, being able to open up that opportunity of sharing the gospel. The reason I wanted to show you guys and start off this video, I know you guys have seen it many times, is just to kind of give you a glimpse of what God is doing in the heart and in the ministry. Excuse me. Last year, we set out a goal for 25 million meals. Last year, we were able to raise 39 million meals. So this year, we've bumped our goal up to 50 million meals. And really, what I want to do is say that you guys are a part of that. And so today, when we're packing these 48,000 meals, I want you guys to look at it, and I'm going to kind of boil it down into even smaller numbers. So 48,000 meals is a big number, and we're definitely excited about that. Pounds of food. So we're looking over 20,000 pounds of food that we'll be packing today. So that's a big number. 1,000 food packs. 1,000 food packs is definitely a huge number. But what I want to do is I want you to look at that number, 1,000, as 1,000 opportunities for a family who's in need, not only to get their physical needs met, but as 1,000 opportunities that the gospel of Jesus Christ is going to be shared with these families. And so that's really what our heart is that this box of food that we're giving is not just to meet a physical need, but it's really through that to build a relationship and to further the gospel. So our ministry, 25 years, we were started out of a garage, our president and founder, Dave Phillips, with really the heart just to become the Christian version of a food bank. And through different series of events, different natural disasters, one particularly the Northridge earthquake, was kind of where things kind of started changing as what we were going to become and who we were. And so from that, in 2006, we opened up our distribution center in Chicago. And really from just the heart of how can we respond effectively and efficiently from a disaster standpoint. But God had a much bigger picture and a much better reason of why he had allowed us to open that distribution center. 2009, I had the pleasure to join the team when we opened up our distribution center in San Antonio. Our ministry from the Southwest, we're responsible for all of Texas, Louisiana, Arkansas, Kansas, Oklahoma, and New Mexico. And so as I've shared with some of the folks here that over the years from San Antonio, as God has just continued to put on this growth, we've been limited to what we've been able to do here in the Metroplex and the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Myself, I'm in resource development, so although the fancy title, Senior Resource Development Coordinator Southwest, all it means is I'm the get stuff guy. So all I'm doing is going out, meeting with churches, meeting with businesses, corporations, and donors just to provide the resources that then our ministry team can go out and give out to local churches. So with that, it was really hard for me to do everything that I was able to do. And so as of September last year, when the conversation came back and they said, hey, we're going to put on hold our Southeast distribution center, and we're going to open up a Dallas. And so pride in all of us being here from Texas, we said, yes, we're the only ones that got two. But even greater than that, it allowed us to be more effective and efficient. Something that we are proud of as a ministry is over the 25 years, we've maintained a 99% efficiency rate. So what does that mean? It means that 99% of anything that we get given to us, monetary donations, product donations, goes right back out in a program. And so we run a really lean and mean ship. Like I said, there's 7 in San Antonio, and praise the Lord, now we've got 3 here in Dallas, and I'll introduce the 3 and just hear a couple of them here in a second. But again, in that efficiency, having this Dallas distribution center allows us to be effective and efficient. And it was all the Lord's timing of what this was going to look like. And you guys are, again, a part of what we're going to be doing today in building these 1,000 food packs to be used for local ministry. In addition to local ministry, I'll touch on really brief, as we do also serve in 19, and by the end of this year, it'll be 20 different countries. From Latin America, America to Hispaniola to Africa to Asia and Eastern Europe. But what I want you guys to know is the model is still the same. Our model is home delivery because we really feel that the church is the mechanism that Christ gave to this earth to go out and to make disciples. And so just like you guys have been being taught about loving Jesus, what does that look like? Well, loving Jesus is being obedient to what God has called us to do. And just as Pastor was sharing in Scripture today about meeting the needs of and meeting the physical needs of our brothers and sisters in the city, what does it mean to love our neighbors? Well, we have what we call Rethink Mercy, which is kind of our initiative when it comes to the training component of people who receive from us. But what does that mean? So God has shown us mercy, and because of the mercy that he's shown us, because of what he died on the cross for us, that we show mercy upon others. And so that is where we love neighbors. And so us meeting a physical need, us showing compassion, is us showing mercy that God has shown on us. And so it's not just a see a need, fill a need mentality. It's doing it because of the love and because of the mercy that Christ has given us. Blessing the city. Well, how do we bless the city? Well, we go out and we go into our communities. And so what our heart is really to go and partner with local churches in different areas. That gives us, one, a broader scope when it comes to the ministry, both in Dallas and San Antonio and Laredo, Rio Grande Valley, Austin, Houston, Uvalde, Del Rio, and then hopefully by this year we'll be kind of going into West Texas. So that's what it looks like to bless the city. But what we want to do is when we equip these churches, our model is home delivery. And we believe that through home delivery is where you can really uncover those things that are causing poverty. What are the root causes of poverty? Obviously, it's not sin, but it's the causes. It's caused by choices. It's caused by priorities. And so you're really not going to uncover those things unless you start building a relationship and getting to know these families. And so what we want to do is when we equip these churches and when these food packs go out, they're delivered to the homes of families. That way, the conversation, it's just really a tool to open up the door and say, hey, here's a box of food. Can you use this? We love you. We're from this church right down the road over here. And can we pray for you? And then from that, developing a conversation that will go, I like to look at it from a porch conversation to a coffee table conversation to a dinner conversation. But the neatest thing is this box is not stagnant, okay? This box is not meant to be, and you guys will see, there's not a lot of food that goes in it. There's not milk. There's not eggs. There's 48 meals, but 48 meals is by USDA calorie count. It's a supplemental box, so it's going to supplement a family of four for about a week, but it's not the be-it-all, see-it-all, but it's not meant to be. It's really meant to open up that opportunity to build that relationship, and then once that relationship built, then there's that opportunity for the gospel to be shared. And the neatest thing about that is so the gospel shared, there's a decision made for Christ, and now there's an opportunity to, once we've blessed that city, what is it? Make disciples. And so then we're able to say, hey, come with me to church. Instead of saying, hey, here's a card, come to our church, we'd love to see you. No, there's a personal invitation because we desire relationship. And so you're able to say, hey, come with me. And bring them to church, and then that process of discipleship begins. And then what does it mean to live out? What does it mean to live out this thing and being a Christ follower? And I know in my own life, and I'm sure as many of you guys, others, is that we accept Christ, but when we become a disciple, then priorities change in our life. And when priorities change in our life and somebody who's in need, who is in poverty, maybe the outside doesn't look the same, but they're able to feed their kids and they're looking for that greater hope. Our tagline is deliver hope. So when we deliver this box, it's delivering hope. So it's delivering first this hope of showing them, hey, somebody cares for you. Here's some food. Feed your family. But even greater than that, who is the greatest hope? Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so that's who we are. That is our ministry. That is what we've been doing now for 25 years. And so as a future, Pastor David, Pastor Dan, and Scott and I have been talking about what does this look like for Arapahoe Road. And so as we pack these boxes, I want to challenge you on a couple things. I want you to be praying for the family that's going to receive that. And I want you guys to be praying even individually as what does that look like for you? Because if you guys, as I'm sure you guys have heard, that for you guys are going to be an initiative started for summer hunger. Here in the city of Garland. And so this is an opportunity for you as we develop what does our partnership look like with the Arapahoe Road to start praying about what does that look like in your guys' lives. And you know, as you're packing this box, think about that family that, you know, has this opportunity to not only meet, receive food, but also the gospel that we are also grateful and thankful for. So I want to show you guys just a quick little snapshot of what we're going to do. So you're going to see, you're going to go in there, there's going to be an assembly line. And what you're going to do is you're going to walk in, you're going to walk all the way down to the boxes. There's going to be some of the staff here and elders, as well as us here on staff, that are kind of going to be stationed helping out in some of those areas. But you're going to grab an empty box, okay? So then you're going to go through, and as you're going through the empty box, you're going to put 2 cans of corn. What's very important is as I go through this, you're going to see that there's a certain way that all of this goes in, and kind of think of Tetris, okay? That's obviously for us older folks that know what Tetris is, but think of it as you have to put it in exactly how, because if you don't, then that box will not shut. So you're going to put 2 cans of corn, 2 cans of green beans, you're going to put a thing of peanut butter, you're going to put on top of that a thing of tuna. After that, we're going to put a box of cookies because, you know, we want to give them a little sweet treat. From there, we're going to add in some rice or pasta. There's multiple versions, so it's not a both, it's and or, but we'll kind of walk you guys through that. Next thing you're going to be putting in there is some protein powder. You're going to put a couple things of some tomato sauce. We're going to put some bags of oatmeal, a granola bar, which is not on there, but that's over there, 2 bags of beans, and a bag of cereal. Once we're doing that, we're going to shut them up, we're going to close them, tape them up, 1 piece of tape, and then we're going to palletize them and put them on the truck and get ready to be distributed and taken to our new Dallas Distribution Center. Our new Dallas Distribution Center is off of 635 and 35. And so what's really neat about this is this offers you guys an opportunity outside of church, not just have to be as a group with the Arapahoe, but we would love to have you guys as a group, but as individuals and as families to come to visit, to come see our warehouse. The 28th of this month, we're actually having our prayer dedication, and I will send an email to you, Pastor, to let you guys know. You guys are all invited, anyone who would like to come. We're just really going to dedicate this building, this staff, this team, and this work that God has allowed us to be a part of here to Him. So that's kind of the entrance. You'll see going down the road a little bit here. This is Kyle McMurray. Kyle McMurray is one of our new guys on staff. He will be our city coordinator. We also have Jose Luis, who will be handling all of our ministry development. He's our director here in the Southwest. And then we have a joke now here in here in Texas. We have the Steves in resource development. So Steve Muncy joins us on the resource development side. And then this is our warehouse, 56,000 square foot. Right now it's kind of empty. You will see some food packs from some projects we've already got going on, but Lord willing, that warehouse will be filled with resources to serve not only the Dallas Metroplex Garland, but we're even looking at giving us that opportunity to go into Oklahoma, Kansas, Arkansas, and some of these other areas. So with that, again, I just thank you guys from my heart, from CHF as a representation of the organization. Thank you guys for this. Thank you for this project. We're so excited to serve with you, but we're even more excited to see what God's going to do in this relationship beyond these 1,000 boxes that we pack. So with that, I'll pass it back on to you guys. Thank you guys so much, and I'll see you guys in a couple minutes.
Oh man, this is going to be great. It's going to be so great. So Steve and his team are going to go ahead and head over. I think some of our deacons who were also assisting over there, they're going to head over with them. Just so that you know, we have childcare available for preschool and down, but moms and dads, give your little ones an opportunity to go serve with you. They can put a bag of beans in a box with you. That's a great opportunity for you to have a conversation with your kids about how you're helping somebody else in our community, how you're following Jesus, how you're loving our neighbors, how you're blessing the city. And as you do that, as you serve together, what are you doing with your family? You're making disciples. You're making disciples. The difficulty of the simplicity of the gospel, you just have to do it. You can't just agree with it. At some point, you have to do it. And that's what we're going to do today. It's going to be a great, great time. So excited for this new partnership. And I hope that you heard what Steve was saying about home deliveries. Think about this. We've talked from day one about how you find out where God's at work and you join him in it. A great Henry Blackaby principle. Think about what we're doing today. Put these pieces together. Look at how God's been working here. We've got a partnership with a new group that's coming to our city, Children's Hunger Fund. A great opportunity to serve together today. But then what happens throughout the month of June? The summer nutrition program. Who's going to come to our facility during a 10 o'clock to noon every day? Hungry kids in our community. We get to build a relationship with them. We get to know them. And guess what we might be able to do in the process? Take food packs in the days that come as we build relationships and bless these families and build relationships with them and help them. And we'll be loving our neighbors and blessing the city and hopefully having an opportunity to make disciples. It's fitting together because the Lord's unfolding his plan. He says, you just follow me. You just follow me. And I'll show you how to love your neighbor. I'll show you how to bless the city. And I'll help you make disciples. It's going to be a great, great time today. We're really looking forward as a family this summer to being able to go over to the warehouse and continuing to serve together. It's a great opportunity to take our faith and mix it with action and make a difference in our world. Why don't you stand with me and let me pray for us, and then we will head over to the Family Life Center. There'll be people over there that can help you if you forgot. Is it two cans of beans or one thing, or what do we? Somebody's going to be there to help you, okay? Everybody can do this. We're going to have a great, great time together. Lord, we love you. We dedicate this partnership with Children's Hunger Fund to you. We thank you for our existing partners and our new partners that are coming on the horizon to work together to help bring the kingdom of God into this city. Lord, we pray that week in and week out, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, the kingdom life is just living life as you always intended it for to be lived. And so today we take another step toward that. I thank you for each person who's here. Lord, whether they believe in you or don't yet, hungry people need help. And so we can come together on a common issue and help serve somebody else. And so would you use today to bless other people and to make yourself famous. Lord, we love you. We give you this time, and we want to be a church who truly is in community and on mission. We pray this in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. And everybody said, let's get to work.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Feel free to distribute this recording, but please do not sell or alter it in any way. For more information about Arapahoe Road Baptist Church, please visit our church website at arapahoeroad.org. Arapahoe Road Baptist Church is located at 2256 Arapahoe Road in Garland, Texas, with Sunday morning services at 9:30 a.m. Feel free to join us this week.